Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Tamura Daf Dalet, Tamura 4, and we begin today on the bottom of 3b. And the bottom of 3b, the Gemara discusses the teaching of Rabbi Yossi Aglili that one who curses his friend using the name of God gets lashes. A mekalas chavero b'shem. If somebody curses their friend using the name of God, they get lashes. So the Gemara asks, what is the source? Minolan, what is the source for this idea that a person who curses their friend with the name of God gets lashes? So answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Yoshaya, Amar Kra. It's based upon a verse from Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 58, where the verse states, "Im lo tishmor la'asos es kol divrei Torah azos." If you're not guard to do all the words of this teaching that are written in this book, le'yira'as Hashem anechbad v'no'ra'az, to fear God as Hashem Elokecha. And then it states, uksiv, and it states after that with respect to the punishment for this sin of not fearing God, v'hifwa Hashem es makoscha. And this word hifwa, v'hafwa zu eni odeo mahu, the Gemara says, I don't know what this word hafwa means, but when it states, Keshu Omer, when it states with respect to the lashes that a court gives in Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 2, v'hipilu ha-shofet v'kahu lefanav, it says that the v'hipilu, the judge should do hipilu and then strike him before him, Havi Omer, this teaches us, hafwa zu malkus, that when it says hafwa, that refers to lashes. And so we see from here that a person can get lashes for not fearing God, even though there's no action. So the Gemara says, but how do we know that that's referring to somebody who uses God's name in cursing a friend? Emer afilu shvuas emes. Maybe this is a reference to somebody who swears using God's name, even if it's a true oath. And that's what you get lashes for. Maybe it's not a reference to specifically cursing your friend. So the Gemara says, no, that the idea that one is allowed to take an oath and that that's true and that you don't get lashes for that, that can't be that you get lashes for taking a true oath, because it states explicitly, behed yuksiv, it states explicitly in Exodus chapter 22, verse 10, that when there's a person who makes a claim against a guardsman, a shomer, shvuas Hashem tiyeh bein shnehem, it says that they take an oath. So we see that the Torah sometimes requires an oath, so it can't be that you get lashes for taking an oath that's true using God's name. So the Gemara says, yeah, but that's not a good answer. Amar, hani miwi lefais es chavero avol milka lilkim. Yeah, maybe in that circumstance, indeed, you are allowed to take the oath because your friend is taking you to court, but maybe you still get lashes for it. Gemara says, no, that's not a possible scenario. Lo matzis amras, we can't say that. Doksiv, because it states in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 13, as Hashem elokecha tirav, oso tavod, uvishmo tishaveya. And we see that specifically you're commanded there to swear in his name, to swear in God's name. And so therefore, it can't be that you're going to get lashes for swearing in the name of God if it's a true oath. The Gemara says, no, but that words, uvishmo tishaveya, you should swear in the name of God, mi bale ukedav. Rav, maybe that's needed according to the position of Rav, who taught minayin shenishbal lekayim es hamitzvos, who says that you're allowed to take an oath to that you're saying, I'm going to take an oath that I'm going to keep the commandments. And how do we know that you're allowed to do that? Because it says in Psalms 119, verse 106, nishbati v'aykayima l'shmor mishpatei tzidkecha, I will take an oath to fulfill and guard your commandments. And so the verse of v'shmo tishaveya is needed to tell us that you're allowed to take an oath to fulfill the mitzvos. And so it's still at this point in the Gemara, it's possible to say that for a true oath, that maybe you're not allowed to, maybe even you're going to get lashes for it. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the case. Haksiv krachrina, there's another verse which tells us that you're allowed to take an oath that it's a true oath, because it states in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 20, as Hashem ol kecha tira, oso ta'avod, you shall fear Hashem your God, you shall serve him, uvotid bak, uvishmo tishaveh, you shall cleave to him, and in his name you shall take an oath. So if that's the case, that if it's permitted, so what then is when it states, so what's it coming to tell us about? It's coming to tell us about mekalas chaveru b'shem, that if you take an oath and curse your friend, rachmana litzlan, God forbid, that you are going to get lashes. But Gemara says, but maybe that verse is just talking about not somebody who curses their friend, but maybe it's somebody who just uses God's name in vain. So the Gemara says, how is that possible? Mi gara mekalas chaveru b'shem. Hashem, Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatah. How is it possible that that's what I'm referring to? Obviously, if you curse your friend using God's name, it's obviously worse than just using God's name in vain. So the Gemara clarifies the question. Anan Hachika Kashulan, this is what we're referring to. This is our difficulty. Maybe if you use God's name without any reason, you get lashes. But if you actually curse your friend using God's name, keeping the ka'avit tarti, since you do two things bad, the ka'mapik shem shemayim levatal, you took God's name and made, the ka'matzar leil chavri, and you're also distressed your friend, well, to sagile the malchus, maybe you shouldn't be able to get lashes for that. Maybe it's not sufficient that you could get atonement for that. So the Gemara on top of 4a explains lo matzis amras. We can't say that because we know that that's not the case because it states with one who curses somebody, lo sekalo cherish. It says in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 4, 14, you are not allowed to curse a deaf person, which implies whether you curse somebody with God's name or just in general. And about somebody who curses with God's name, it says v'hifo Hashem esmakoscha. So we see from here that there's that you get lashes for it. Or alternatively, the Gemara says v'bayisema. You could say bishlamo kawas chavero azaras emehacha. Or you could say we understand that if you curse somebody that you're going to get lashes because there's a verse which says lo sekal echerish, you're not allowed to curse a deaf person. Eli amris motzi shem shemayim levatoas haras mehacha. Where are you actually commanded that you're not allowed to take God's name in vain? And so therefore, since that there's no specific oath about, we must say that you were only commanded to that we're going to get punishment that you're going to get lashes if you curse your friend. You're supposed to fear God and worship Him. Now that is just a positive commandment. There's a positive commandment to worship God, but the negative commandment that you get lashes for is for cursing your friend using God's name. That is something that not only is it a terrible thing, but you also get lashes for.